We're also joined by Rodan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Representative Maldonado, we saw in the presidential election in 2016 how President Trump co-opted the issue of immigration. What do you think Democrats need to do differently to take back that issue or to communicate more effectively on the issue of immigration?
I think we can see that happening here in Rhode Island. I mean, we need to pass legislation. The Democratic Party needs to move forward on issues that the president has not been supportive of, for example, the DACA bill. I think we need to prove through our policies that the Democratic Party is together, wants the well, is in taking into consideration all people in America and in our districts and cities, that we need to move this city, the state forward, but together as a Democratic Party, moving on for, again, on the DACA bill, on immigration issues, addressing that we need to create a stronger pipeline for citizenship for all people, regardless of their, you know, DACA or not DACA. We need to create a stronger pipeline for citizenship.
To switch gears, we saw how there was a bumpy end to the legislative session last year due to a dispute between the House of Representatives and the Senate. This time around, there are a lot of questions about the budget. The governor is banking on a Supreme Court decision on gambling money. I hear there's still quite a bit of static between the House and the Senate. Do you think we will see another bumpy end to the legislative session this year?
I would hope not, Ian. I think that the dialogue between the House and Senate has been strong at this point. They need to continue to emphasize on the budget and what they can do to savor the funds to secure the well-being and the safety of our cities and districts. I don't see that happening this year. I think we have a number of people in the General Assembly at this point have some difficult elections coming in November. So I think at this point, the speaker I can speak for is definitely working really hard on the budget to make sure we can vote on a strong budget in June and continue to focus on our elections coming November.
Let's go to Scott.
We're talking Red Sox stadium deal. How do you feel about the bill the Senate passed? Would you vote for it?
At this point, I haven't seen the final draft of the Paul Sox bill. Right now, we have...
Well, the Senate passed it in January.
Correct. But that's actually being, at this point, in negotiations to improve that policy. And I think that's a good approach. I'm pro the Paul Sox Stadium. I will say that I think that it has a tremendous positive impact for Pawtucket as well as the city of Central Falls as its neighboring border. I think that the Paul Sox deal is currently in the works, and we hope to see something in the next couple of weeks.
We see how there's continued fallout from the Me Too movement in Rhode Island. There are a lot of progressive women candidates who are planning to run for the General Assembly. At the same time, there are some more establishment Democrats who are running against some progressives. It seems like we might be seeing a fight for the soul of the Democratic Party in legislative races. Do you think that's what's going on? And do you believe legislative Democrats will be able to avoid any adverse outcomes from this clash between more liberal and establishment wings?
I think so. But I mean, the bigger picture here is that we're a Democratic Party of which we have to work together. I think it's important that women run for office. I think women bring a different perspective to the table. I think for myself, when I came in about 4 years ago as the first Latina from the city of from Central Falls as a Guatemalan descent in the General Assembly, that was definitely bringing a different perspective for my colleagues today. And they appreciate and value that. I think women who are running for office at this point brings a strong argument to the fact that we need to address the issues we've ignored. I think the people will be able to decide who it is they want up there voicing their issues.
One of the big issues that some of the women legislators have brought up this year, as you know, is reproductive rights. Do you believe now is the time when the legislature has to step up and codify the Roe v. Wade standard?
I think that I do. I think that we need to ensure that women do have a choice to decide what exactly they want to do with their bodies. I think that it's important that we allow that process to happen for them. I think when necessary, we should pass legislation that will secure that right.
We're talking here with State Representative Shelby Maldonado, a Democrat from Central Falls. And Representative Maldonado, one of the issues that you've expressed concern about is low and moderate income housing in Rhode Island. Some people say it's a crisis, that there's a real shortage of low and moderate income housing. What steps do you think should be taken to address that situation?
I think, Ian, at this point, we have a housing commission that's been going on for the past 2 years. We hope to have a report in the next couple of months to bring to the General Assembly as to this major issue on affordable housing. out of 39 districts and cities and towns, only 5 have met the low moderate act of affordable housing. That's a serious issue, and of which I think entails a number of avenues that we can take to ensure that people have affordable housing accessibility. I think there's not a one answer solution to this issue. I think that the Housing Commission needs to continue in order to address the larger problem of affordable housing. And I hope that we will be able to accomplish that through the commission.
On immigration, if we look at the future, should we be more focused on skills? In other words, encouraging, even letting people in who have job skills, skills that they can put to work right away and will actually make sure that they're in the job market?
I think that any individual who's coming into the country is seeking to attain the American dream. So with that hard effort and work, we should continue to assist in the ways that we can. I don't think we need to feel angry or disappointed that individuals want to come to America, which is a great country. I think that these individuals are seeking to better their opportunities, of which we should try to attempt to grant them the ability to strengthen their work skills so that they can be put to work and contribute to the economy, of which at this point we do have a workforce that is doing that currently. I think that the immigrant community is definitely working and contributing to the tax base tremendously. I think that if anything, again, I emphasize that we need to think on how to create a stronger pipeline for legal citizenship.
Representative Maldonado, you represent Central Falls, which has a vibrant small business sector. There are a lot of small businesses and restaurants on Dexter and Broad Streets. But I wonder, how is the overall economy in Central Falls? We've seen unemployment decline in Rhode Island. Is Central Falls feeling the benefits of an improving economy or not so much?
I would say we can do more, Ian. There's always space for improvement. The city of Central Falls and my constituents, there is a huge need, but my community is prepared to work. In the next term, my focus is going to be tremendously on bringing an industry into the city of Central Falls for the people of the city so that they will be able to earn a living wage and move forward and contribute to our tax base. But we can definitely do more as far as providing a workforce line for the people of Central Falls.
You know, we talk about Amgen, and it's great that they're expanding, but I'm wondering, a lot of people say the government's spending too much money here in Rhode Island trying to lure new businesses and not enough on trying to keep what we have. What do you think the limits are to how much tax money we can spend to bring in new people?
Scott, I think it has to have a balance to it all. I think we need to emphasize on bringing innovative job force here in Rhode Island, an innovative workforce, as well as retain the jobs that we do have in Rhode Island. But that does require a balance, and I can understand that. But again, I think if we want to see any development in Rhode Island, and I speak from my experience in the city of Central Falls, you have to be creative and market the state differently, as well as give the appearance that the people of Rhode Island are prepared to work. And I think that's something we've been able to do in the city of Central Falls through working with Mayor James DeOsa, is giving the impression, and which is a fact, that the city of Central Falls is prepared to take on industries.
Finally, there is some news late this week that CharterCare hopes to reestablish an emergency room at Memorial Hospital in Pawtucket. Mayor DeOsa is among the elected officials supporting that. But CharterCare is looking for increased payments from providers to make this work. Do you think it's really fiscally feasible to bring an ER back to Memorial Hospital?
The people of Central Falls and Pawtucket as well, they would go to Memorial Hospital for medical assistance. I think it's important at this point, and I haven't seen, you know, all of the plans and details of it all, but if there's a shape or an opportunity, a shape or form of opportunity to bring a medical center back to the city of Pawtucket, it's important. And I think that the people of Central Falls and Pawtucket would really appreciate it.
We're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And State Representative Shelby Maldonado, a Democrat from Central Falls.
Thank you.